Chapter 12. Dr. Mae Jemison. Do you know what a role model is? A role model is someone who sets an example for others by the way he or she lives. Many students admire people who are famous athletes, movie stars, or singers and use them as role models. They see them on TV, in newspapers, and in magazines, and decide they want to be like them. But some of the best role models are people that you probably would not see on TV or in newspapers. They have jobs such as doctors, teachers, or policemen. Some are scientists and astronauts. One such person is Mae Jemison. Mae Jemison was born October 17, 1956, in Decatur, Alabama. Her family moved to Chicago, Illinois when she was young. Mae always took great pride in her schoolwork. She was interested in science, but was also interested in the arts. She finished high school early at age 16. From there, she went to Stanford University in California. Most college students focus on only one topic of study because college is so challenging. Mae focused and excelled in two topics of study, chemical engineering and African American studies. After Stanford, Mae entered medical school to become a doctor. She wanted to use her medical training to help people in Africa and countries where people were poor. So, she joined the Peace Corps as a volunteer. Healthcare in Africa was often not very good. Mae treated patients and also helped train other healthcare workers. She worked hard to help improve healthcare in the countries where she worked. After the Peace Corps, Mae came back to the United States. She set her sights on a different goal. Her greatest dream was to become an astronaut and travel into space. She decided to apply to NASA to become an astronaut. But the first time she applied, she was not accepted. Instead of giving up, she tried again and NASA accepted her the second time. She was one of only 15 people chosen from a group of 2,000 people who wanted to become astronauts. Her training to become an astronaut was hard. She had to get into great shape and trained to get used to being free of the effects of gravity in space. She also had to study and pass many tests about space travel. Mae Jemison succeeded in both. In 1992, Mae was chosen for a mission on the Endeavour space shuttle. A rocket launched the Endeavour into orbit around Earth. Mae became the first African-American female astronaut in space. The mission was to study the effects of weightlessness on plants and animals. Mae conducted experiments during the mission with fellow astronaut Jan Davis. They collected information that the scientists at NASA could study. The mission was a great success. After her successful mission, Mae retired from NASA. She became a professor at Dartmouth College, sharing her love of science and space with other students. She also started her own company called the Jemison Group, Inc. Mae's company continues to work with people in poor countries, searching for ways that science can help improve these people's lives. Mae Jemison is truly a role model that we can all admire.